Looks like no public comment. I'll call to order the Taney County Commission meeting Tuesday, January 18, 2022, and I have 9:02 a.m. Any commission remarks? Moving on down the agenda. Public hearing for proposed rezoning requests. First one is permit number RZ-2021-022, postponed for February 22, 2022. Next one is 1701 Lakeshore Drive, Building 2, Unit 7, number 01-18-2022-01.
Okay, I'd like to welcome everyone to the January 18th, 2022 Taney County Commission public hearing. Public hearings are required and governed by the provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations and are held for each zoning change application, which is filed with the Planning Commission staff. At this time, I'd like to enter the Taney County zoning regulations and zoning maps into evidence of Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file, including all pertinent information, each case is Exhibit C for the cases to be heard at this public hearing. Staff report for each case will be read, followed with any questions the County Commission may have. If you wish to comment at the public hearing, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Present the completed sign-up sheet, then give your name to the County Commission before addressing them. All comments and questions are to be addressed directly to the County Commission and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. The public hearing for each case shall be closed upon the conclusion of public comment. The County Commission will consider your application for a vote. And what we've done is we have combined the three Lakeshore applications into one, which I'll go through here. The Planning Commission and Steve DeMarco received Planning Commission recommendation on January 10th, 2022, in support of rezoning units 2, 5, 6, and 7 of Building 2 in the Briarwood on Lake Taneycomo Property Owners Association Common Area, located at 1707 Lakeshore Drive, Branson. The property is currently zoned R3, Multifamily Residential District. The zoning request is for NR3, Multifamily Nightly Rental District. As per the assessor's information, the condominium building was built in 2007, located in Briarwood on Lake Taneycomo Condominium Subdivision. Property is served by a community well for water, Taney County Regional Sewer District for wastewater. So on December 20th, 2021, the Taney County Commission approved the resolution of recommendation from the Planning Commission and rezoned condo units 1, 3, 4, and 8, building 2 of the same building as the condo units in this public hearing to NR3 nightly rental multifamily, along with two separate single-family homes condo units at Briarwood on Lake Taneycomo. So here's our property that I think you've seen before. And the area we're looking at will show up on our zoning. So you can see the purple are the ones that the County Commission have already rezoned and approved. It's the area that my cursor is following that surrounds these units and then these existing units. That, I would turn it over to you, Mr. Presiding Commissioner, and see if there's any public. And
is there anyone here wanting to come forward and have any input on this? Doesn't look like nobody coming forward, so.
Now this is on the one that's already been, the rest of the building's already been done, right?
Correct. This would just finalize the Briarwood on the Lake Taneycomo.
The rest of those units within the same one?
Yes.
Do you guys want to have any discussion on it?
Any discussion? No.
Move to approve. Excuse me one second. Scott, you said in the in your opening that you kind of combined them all.
Yeah, we have two orders. We have order 01182021 and 2.
Okay. Do you guys want to do those separately or do you want to do them?
Let's do them all together.
I was going to say, do them all.
The entire area.
That's what I was. Move to approve the. Thank you.
Yep.
Move to approve the order of the Taney County Commission. Both order numbers 1-18-2022-01 and 1-18-2022-02.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
Thank you. Approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 466, 151, and I don't have the minutes from last time. There was one in the midst of there. I thought that we held out.
That's what I was about to ask.
I've got that upstairs. I just forgot to write in. Can I ask the paper clerk, which one did we hold out last week? Because if we approve these, I think it's in the middle of these. And I've kept it upstairs, and I forgot until right then. It just hit me. No, yeah, it was out of sequence because they had to come in and redo one, and you had written some in between.
Right.
There's one we approved last week and denied last week that was far beyond the normal numbers.
I don't know if it's on there.
Okay, I've got it upstairs.
Well, I thought it was the 150, but I thought we had checks. Did we skip a bunch of checks to get to the 151?
I had to do payroll between.
Yeah.
That came up late.
She had to do some, and then this came up. It was one that had been missed.
This was last week.
Yeah.
Right. But I'm just saying,
I think
the check numbers, I thought we skipped some check numbers to get to the 150.
Right.
150 is what we approved last week, if I remember right.
It may have been. I honestly.
So what happened to like?
I have it upstairs.
147 and 148. The checks going to that number. Do you remember?
If you want to recess a minute, I'll go upstairs and I've got it written down on last week's agenda.
Last week I did payroll AP. It would have been the week before. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, but what happened to the checks? It's in our.
Oh, that's right. It's in the minutes.
Yeah. So, but what happened to 466137 through 466148? Because we approved 150 and denied 149.
Right. And you approved them in payroll.
So those were handwritten. Okay. So those checks weren't.
Yeah.
We had that many handwritten checks out that don't do.
Well, those are not hand. What I mean
when I say handwritten.
AP side payroll. I did payroll, and a lot of them are direct deposit. There's hand. There's not.
Not handwritten, but there's
people
on paper check as opposed to direct deposit.
And then I do the garnishments and stuff like that. I do that between that. She got done. I put my checks, and then this came up later.
So all of those checks we approved in payroll last week.
Yes. We don't keep track of those numbers. They do in
Okay.
I just wanted to be sure that we...
Yep.
Okay. Move to approve checks number 466 151 through 466180, 466182 through checks 466239. Warrants 7846 through 7850, and 2 transfers for journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve check number 466181.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Thank you. approval of payroll.
Move to approve payroll.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Approval of previous meeting minutes for January, regular session minutes, January 10th, 2022, and executive session minutes for January 10th, 2022.
Move to approve executive session minutes for January 10th, 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Move to approve regular session minutes for January 10th of 2022.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Loggers and Rule of 80 Resolution Number 22-001, Human Resources. I have a letter dated January 14, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, and approves the Rule of 80 resolution as to form.
I don't have the Exhibit A, do you guys? I've got the resolution, but I don't have the actual, what is it, the cost of?
Yeah, I don't have that either.
I have
the resolution.
I printed it off of, we had it last time. It's the, what was presented to us when we voted on.
It's just that, okay. It's just that.
Yeah.
I didn't know if it was a separate form.
I sent a message to loggers and to question, and this is what they said.
That's what they said. Okay, so the statement of cost is that. Move to approve the resolution of the Taney County Commission authorizing and approving a change in the retirement age provision to the alternate rule of 80. Or I can probably better state that as move to approve the loggers and rule of 80 resolution.
Thank you. Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
I think we should note that the resolution, along with the statement of costs, will be held in the commission's office for review for the public for 45 days. Is that?
Yeah, 45 days, and then the earliest we can put it into the next vote would be March 7th.
Mm-hmm. March 7th.
So this would be available in the county commission's office. And if commission feels necessary, we could have it available in the county clerk's office.
We need to make it available to anybody that wants it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. I remember, what does the statute say?
He says the county commission, and the offices of the county commission.
Okay.
So
anybody that wants it can obviously see it. So.
Yeah. It just shows the actual cost to the county that the loggers commission, the documents they prepared, and showing what is paid and what will be paid.
Addendum to the agreement for electrical work, term and supply number 22-002, maintenance. I've received a letter dated February 14, 2022 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott, approves the addendum as form.
This is the same company that we have used for some time.